Hi there. The word for you today is know your child's friends. Solomon writes in Proverbs 28 verse 10 about, quote, those who lead good people along an evil path. One Christian author writes, I once saw a documentary film that featured a packing house where sheep were slaughtered. Huddled in pens were hundreds of nervous animals that seemed to sense danger. A gate was opened, leading to a ramp, and through a door to the right. In order to get the sheep to walk up that ramp, the workers used what is known as a Judas goat. This is the goat that had been trained to lead the sheep into the slaughterhouse. The goat confidently walked to the bottom of the ramp and looked back. Then he took a few more steps and stopped again. The sheep looked at each other skittishly and began moving toward the ramp. Eventually, they followed the confident goat to the top, where he went through another gate that closed behind him. This forced the sheep directly into the slaughterhouse. There's a striking similarity between the sheep following the Judas goat and teenagers who succumb to peer pressure. Those who are more confident and rebellious often lead the timid into trouble. Some inject themselves with heroin or get involved with cocaine. Others engage in dangerous sexual practices or drive while drinking. But why do they do such destructive things? Don't they care about their own lives and their future? Sure they do. Yes, they really do. But you know what? The pressure to conform, to follow that Judas goat, is even stronger than the need for security and well-being. The Bible speaks of, quote, those who lead good people along an evil path. So what should you do? First, be aware of who is influencing your teenagers. And number two, take the time to get to know their friends. And that's the word for you today.